Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a sunny June morning in the backyard of a suburban neighborhood in Alaska, a lanky yearling black bear is stretched out across a branch in a tree. The homeowner has called Fish and Game, concerned the bear is abandoned and hungry. It might be hungry, but it's not in trouble. Actually, it's experiencing its first days of independence. It's normal for mother black bears to kick their cubs loose in June, cubs that are about a year and a half old. June is mating season, and mother bears are becoming interested in adult male bears. A mother black bear with cubs of the year, born a few months earlier during winter hibernation, won't mate this year. But a mother black bear with yearling cubs is generally ready to turn her attention away from her cubs. Sometimes the mother bear will actively chase her cubs away, and sometimes the intimidating presence of an adult male bear contributes to the breaking of the family bond. During this separation period, it's common to see sibling yearlings together. Over the last year and a half, these mother bears taught their cubs what to eat, how and where to forage, and the general life skills they'll need to survive on their own. The young bears are eating dandelions, grasses and sedges, digging roots, and eating insects. And as the summer progresses, berries and salmon will be available. And with any luck, these yearlings will fatten up and be ready to hibernate this fall. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.